ABC Radio Australia.
And one of Australia's biggest agricultural employers of Pacific Islanders has reported growing pains with the government's new seasonal worker program, a key feature of the revamped Pacific Australia Labour Mobility, or PALM, program, is that existing workers can transition over to a new visa without leaving Australia. But there are claims bureaucratic delays are affecting pay rates and conditions, creating disharmony on job sites. Reporter Kyle Evans spoke with the chief of the Bowen Gumloo Growers Association, Rye Collins, who started by sharing his optimism with the program.
Yeah, look, so far so good. You know, we've had an increased number of Pacific workers come into the region this year, and we needed to bring them in there to fill the roles that we had. And, you know, through previous experience, they're integrating well and working well on our farms.
Excellent. Now, I understand you've encountered a little bit of red tape with the program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, look, I think we're very supportive of the changes to the transition to the PALM scheme. But, you know, a few anecdotal reports from our growers have indicated, you know, the ones that have been under the previous SWP or PLS program, that they've had some challenges moving into PALM. Most of those challenges have been, I guess, bureaucratic in nature and administrative, just trying to get all of their ducks in the row, so to speak. Some of the challenges that are being reported is along the lines of having workers that have had to be employed under different pay rates and different conditions, and that creates a little bit of disharmony around the workplace. Mm. And also just some delays in general paperwork processing and getting an answer on what sort of numbers employers will be able to access under the scheme.
Yeah, I imagine workers who want to transfer from one visa onto the new scheme who are already over here, there's probably a few challenges around that, isn't there?
That's right. And look, I think one of the key, you know, features of the new scheme, which we were quite supportive of, was the fact that those workers could effectively apply for their visa onshore or reapply for their visa onshore. And I think that's a fantastic initiative. But yeah, as I said, I think just a few challenges there in actually, you know, getting the bugs ironed out in the new system is what might be occurring.
And look, provided we can get those bugs ironed out, do you think this increased flexibility for workers is ultimately going to make it easier for Australian growers to fill some of these labour shortages in the long term?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think, you know, we're a very diverse industry, and we've got a range of growers that have needs from just short-term workers covering for a period in the season, and some of our commodities, you know, are harvesting for as little as 2 months. Right through to growers that are after that more long-term solution. So I think having that flexibility built into the system will allow our producers to develop long, you know, commitments to be able to support their workforce, you know, whether it be in the short or long-term.
And just for a bit of background, you yourself, you head up the largest vegetable growing region, winter growing region, I should say, in the country up there in Bowen there, beautiful part of Australia. I guess what's the last 2 years like just been for you guys in terms of filling labour? Has it been hard?
It has. It's been very hard. And look, I think we've been very used to you know, backpackers and working holiday makers making up the bulk of our seasonal labour, and really due to the pandemic, that's necessitated a fairly radical shift in how we source people. Look, I think the government was able to react fairly quickly to addressing that need. We did have some problems, I guess, getting the volume of workers that we needed over the last two seasons. But last year, I think we had just over 800 Pacific workers come into our region during the harvest season, and this year it's over 1,000. So those holes are being filled. We're still seeing some issues, particularly with smaller growers that don't have as easy access to these specific schemes and don't have as robust workforce systems in place. They're still having some issues, but definitely the scheme is supporting our region.
And Rod, just before we go today, there's been reports in the last couple of days that we've had some workers basically flee their employers over concerns of welfare and things like that. I think our government's actually going to be meeting with the Vanuatu government just to get to the bottom of it. Is that concerning at all?
It is, and we have had ongoing reports of abscondence occurring over the last couple of years generally. And look, we've as an association, we've directed our growers to the correct channels to address that, trying to ensure that they're doing the right thing and that we're doing the right thing by these workers. Look, we are aware of some activity that that is illegal. You know, where workers are potentially being motivated to leave their employment for the allure of you know, a different rate of pay that might not actually be there, or just incentivized to leave that that structured employment arrangement. So yeah, we would like to see those things ironed out, and any workers that come in under that scheme, you know, meet their obligations.
That was a CEO of the Bowen Gumloo Growers Association, Rye Collins, speaking there with reporter Kyle Evans. And we are seeking comment from the Australian government around some of those concerns around the Pacific Labour Scheme mentioned there.